I just want to check. We have someone from Athens, Georgia. Who's that? That's a new number. Would you like to say something?
Well, hey, y'all. How you doing?
What's your name? Oh, hey, it's Ion. Ion is here. Whoa. People, are you ready for this?
No.
Is that really Ion?
That's Ion.
Yay.
They're in the quintessential.
His voice is...
He's got a lousy phone for some reason.
Quintessential bubble place.
Oh, it's Ion.
How you bumping him?
Hello, lover.
Hey. You having fun yet?
Always.
It is symptomatic that we go from, I was making that point. Now, look at the poetry of this. I'm talking to Nobody Corbin in 2008, and a few months later, I'm going to be talking to Ion. We just did it in a microcosm. We're fucking listening to Corbin go on about a key part of our relationship, which is Jerry Fiocca, and it flips into Ion. There it is, the metaphor.
Ta-da. May they speak till we get there.
Can you speak a little louder, as much as possible, Ion? Because it is pretty faint.
Is that better? See the world.
Yes, but it's not perfect.
So, we're sorry. The worlds are colliding, and that's what happens.
Note this: the dramatic statements. The worlds are colliding.
You just found 1,300 new Earths. Just now.
We what?
You just found 1,300 new Earths. New Earths.
Wow.
It's all the news. Just ask President Trump. He'll tell you all about it.
Ion, are you talking to us from this world?
Well, this is the one that's bumping into all the others, yes. It's a bang.
Okay, Ion. What the fuck did Prince do? Did Prince fake his death?
He's not dead.
Well, come on, people. Start talking to Ion.
Yeah.
I actually have questions now, huh, Bob? Are they speaking any better? You never know how that goes. You just have to see how it all flies, and the girl flies, and the doctor. Spider flies, and Grammys.
It's like Ion's been out there traveling for a month, and he's back, and he's disoriented, and he's it's hard for us to connect with him.
Well, that's been the issue all along. They don't ask good questions. You can't find out nothing. You don't know nothing.
That's right. Can't find out nothing.
Change that all around. Everybody's still wondering if St. Germain had a bowel movement or not.
My policy of talking to any human that meets me, the disservice is that all these fucking no-good idiots that I've tolerated talking to are now here, and they haven't got a brain-fucking question in their head. We can't even put Corbin on. Corbin will just fucking insult Ion.
I have something to say.
Flatulence of the brain.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you back.
Nice to be had, Bob.
You still got the old lines. There are a few lines that you keep repeating.
Yeah. It's a loop. See, it's in a loop. We were triangulation and trigonometry. It's hard as trigonometry, and that's what happens. Just get it all going, and then it all comes into a frequency that keeps recycling back to where you were. Never where you are.
Frequency!
The bird sounds have changed, correct?
You're not reaching this world. Try it again.
I've been noticing the bird sounds around me changing. They sound different.
They are. Yes, they are.
And then opal is a hydrated amorphous form of silica that came on my radar recently. Because of its amorphous character, it is classed as a mineraloid, unlike crystalline forms of silica, which are classed as mineral.
Right now you're still counting the omer. Do you know what the omer is?
No.
Google it.
Okay.
You're going to do that for 49 days, and you're not through.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I can't look it up on the internet right now, but I understand.
Good.
Thank you.
Be sure you blow the chauffeur first.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You have to blow the chauffeur first.
I'm driving right now, you guys, by the way.
Yeah, and spit, don't swallow.
Did he say don't floss?
Oh,
swallow. Don't swallow.
So if we had any concern that this wasn't Ion, now we know.
Yeah. She's with us all. Hey, you know what? Ion, can you tell me about what I was seeing when I was standing, looking out our back window at the sunset and focusing? I saw some fractal stuff in the light that I actually could zero in on. Can you tell me more about what I was looking at?
It was a star going nova through a slit. You were looking through the slit. It was a crack through the keyhole.
Excellent.
A dwarf
star. Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Nova. Going nova.
I loved it. And now I can, I can find it.
What was your topic, Nate?
I just want to hear the answers.
He was trying to get the
rage. Yeah, what were your questions?
Couldn't get the rages on, so then he was trying to see, and he was looking through a piece of a crack hole, and he saw a star going supernova, and it made a little flashy flash, and he thought he done went on and seen something. He didn't know what he was looking because he was looking at the sunset. Then he was going to believe us or his lying eyes. We told him what it was, and then he couldn't hear it. So it's pretty atypical to any other answer we've ever given, isn't it, Bob?
What is the first thing you were saying? What were you talking about right there?
That Nate saw a star going supernova.
Does Nate agree with that?
Yes.
A slip of it, just a tiny little bit of it, not a bunch of it. He was just looking through a crack.
Ion, do you have to be careful how you describe what Prince did? That's confidential for the moment.
No, we don't. We can't go into it, except there may become an heir. There may become an heir.
H-E-I-R, Ion?
H-E-I-R, yeah.
Ion, say more about Prince calling himself Symbol.
Look at what the symbol was. It's on Carolyn's wall.
Yeah, he actually wasn't calling himself Symbol as much as the artist formerly known as Prince was all you could call him, and he wanted to have his name be just something visual.
Well, his symbol is what he was trying to say.
Didn't he just say what's on Carolyn's wall?
Yes. It is.
Yeah, that's right to my right there. That's the symbols we got from Chad.
Yeah.
Very important. Just
so what
right
does
there.
That symbol represent?
Where he went.
They are marker points for types of portal traveling.
Good. Where he went to.
Yeah, where I went to.
Oh, great.
You use those.
That's going to be fun to look up.
So that means that Prince, he's telling you, my new name is the means of how I travel, which is symbols, and all symbols have no semantic meaning. That's later Bookman.
I'm only
symbols were just markings of where you were and to help you get back. And so Prince is telling you, I'm called Symbol now, and it's Bob's chart to show you that I went to other worlds. That's what he's saying.
I'm only known by where I am.
That means symbols are also frequencies.
The same way with the castles. They only are because of where they are.
Ion, in the Black Hole Quantum Computing recording, you mentioned, you sort of slip out there, that there's four kingdoms.
Yes, there are.
Please name the fourth kingdom.
Nope, not going to do it.
Is there a rock I should turn over so I can unearth it myself?
You've gotten this far down the rabbit hole, so what if we already told you and you haven't found it yet, maybe? The better question is what's on the other side of the vault in his Paisley Prada?
Whose product, Chad?
Paisley's Prince's record label.
Paisley Park. Paisley Park
okay,
in
so
the
you,
studio.
Okay, but Chad, you just asked a question about Prince. What did you say so I can note it?
I didn't. It wasn't about Prince. It was about the Four Kingdoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where'd you get that from?
The quantum computing recording you did with Ion?
Let's see, Chad. Let's go into the Romeo section, Ion. The TV show. We did a whole talk about it. You probably know about it many hours ago. It is so literally describing Chad, me, Carolyn, and Iondom. And we have you as the young dope guy who's taking over the general's trade. Who would you say you are in the Romeo section?
We would probably be more the overseer. Have you gotten to that part yet?
You mean the general?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we accept that. We call that Worcester.
And,
General Woo Woo.
Yeah.
General Woo Woo.
As always.
We just need
that. We now have Ion's nickname, General Woo Woo. I declare that. Put it into the minutes of the meeting. Ion is now for Insider General Woo Woo.
You used to call us Paul Paul Pee Pee.
What's that?
That's what you used to call us.
Oh, I used to call you that? Paw Paw
yeah.
Pee Pee?
Wasn't that what Corbin used to call Ion?
Only with the help of Bob, because he's never made a sentence without Bob before.
You hear that, Corbin? You've never made a sentence without me. Okay, we have a name's Ion's new nickname.
GW?
What about J? Yeah.
General?
Who's JW
General
on the TV
Woo?
Show?
No,
Ion is General
Woo Woo.
Okay, we have.
GW is an even shorter nickname.
The right, JW. Yeah.
GW, as in General. What?
Oh.
Wake up.
Okay, all right.
Go take some drops.
Yeah. So who is JW in the TV series?
There's Al.
There's Al.
Al speaks. I'm Al.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
So, Ion, who's JW? We have him down as Fred, the, whatever his name is, the DEA agent, trying to bust Matthew Hurtado.
He would be your dope man.
You mean the Hong Kong, the young guy that's taken over?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, he's working for General Woo. So, Chad, we will stick to our definitions. You know how Phineas Wake has the fourth ring, the non-physical part of Phineas Wake that Joyce wasn't aware about? We're getting the non-physical part of the TV show, which is not necessarily for public consumption.
We should ask them about the String of Pearls. Is the String of Pearls the Ring of Fire?
We can represent it, but no.
What'd you say?
I didn't hear that answer.
We can represent it, but no.
Did one of the JWs have an influence on the script?
Likely.
Ion. Likely. The showing the power of the Chinese dope trade, is that a metaphor for the mountain or for the Chinese owning of America over the last couple hundred years? Is that
both.
What they're...
They already said yes.
It's both. So you see, Chad... That's what I projected into it, and you see how important the TV show is. We got Ion confirming it.
In order to have a successful resurrection, someone must die.
Why is that?
Well, because you can't resurrect something that's not already dead.
Ion, you mentioned Kate. The Canada was going to be taken over by the U.S. from Calgary on over. Did you mean from Calgary over east to Nova Scotia or Calgary to British Columbia?
Everything that don't burn up, they can have.
Did I cause that fire, Ion?
You did. You sure did. We talked about it. It was burn up. It was burn out. There was nothing left. And it was all done. The money was no good. The people was no good. It all went fire, burned, caught up, and you burned up the size of Sheila's Rhode Island, and that's all that's left.
Is it still going, Chad? I don't see it on the Drudge Report. Is it still happening?
It's just not worth reporting.
Not much. No, it burned up. That's the news. It burned up.
So British Columbia is not going to burn up, or the part along the water is not going to burn up? Is that right?
I thought we gave that to Puerto Rico.
What's the name of the place? Fort McMurray? Is that what it's
called? Fort McMurray.
That's the part that's still burning.
So with all that burning in Fort McMurray, it must really hurt Canada's oil production, right?
Yes.
That would have an effect on the dollar.
Which is already what had affected their money, remember? Because nobody wanted any. Everybody's oil fields were full. There was no room for one more drop, and then they burnt the thing down. And now they burn up all their trees. That was their also source of money, and they burnt that all up too. So maybe they'll have a lot of carbon. Maybe they could go into carbon business.
Let's talk about the deep carbon that they're saying is being released by the melting permafrost, Ion. Is there significance to that deep carbon? In the atmosphere?
Nothing yet.
Is that a more enriched computing environment?
That's our kind.
Your kind of carbon?
Do.
So the deep carbon, When you say it's your kind, do you mean that's the computable kind, and the stuff that's in release in the atmosphere before that isn't worthy of the computing?
No. It's all variant degrees. You know, it's like when we take your breath away and you go, and then we take your breath away and it's like, oh my God, and then you're like in a vacuum taking your breath away. You can't take it all at once. It's like hot. Remember a frog in the cold water? If you throw a frog in a boiling pot of water, he jumps out. You throw him in and he jumps out. But if you put him in a bucket of cold water, a pot of cold water, and put him on the stove, slow, and bring it up, you can cook his damn ass right there in that pot.
And is that what you're doing? You're releasing the carbon slowly, like the cold water?
Yeah. Slowly, and increasing the radiation, and increasing what you call toxins so that you can stand them to change the world. That's what it's supposed to be. Happy birthday.
What did he say?
Is this someone's birthday? Happy birthday?
No.
Who?
He said happy birthday.
To Walter Bauer?
No, we're being resurrected. We're being reborn. The carbon is matching up with our C-122 eye stone.
Right.
RNA drops. It's all happening. You'll get over it.
Yay!
That's why your drops have changed and they're sweeter.
That's why the drops are sweeter. Ion, did you say the Earth is being born?
Reborn. It's now the Earth is the land of kings.
Yeah, King Como.
Ion, will you tell us why the other worlds are colliding with ours?
Kings and Chronicles explains it.
And did you say there were 1,300 other worlds?
New ones
that were
to pick from. Yep. We've been talking about them forever. Now all of a sudden they're finding them. It's astounding, isn't it?
Richard III.
Lucky I fucking noticed that new phone number, right, guys?
That's why Bob gets the big money.
I keep this thing going. I keep it together.
Yeah.
So, on the deep carbon, what's the number of the isotope for that kind of carbon?
Nope, you haven't changed osmium yet. So until you change osmium, you'll never know. That's how you'll know. They'll say osmium.
Osmium.
The half-life of osmium is now blah, 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 blah. And when they say blah, 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 then you know that it's osmium. Until they say blah, 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 you won't have a clue.
Are they currently changing the half-life of any isotopes?
Ask Morley Safer. Oh, wait, no, he's gone now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So, Carol, we're talking about the changing the half-life of osmium. Is that what you're just saying?
Correct.
So that's an isotope? That's osmium as an isotope, if it's got half-life stuff happening, right?
It's on that chain. It's that chain.
Right.
To justify the conjurer's...
Hey.
Chain.
Right. Ion, the theory is that you took a break to give Bob a chance to lecture on the old themes to update his chart or something. Did that get accomplished?
No, we burned Canada, hoping to also burn up the quadrant of your chart, but we weren't successful.
Oh, okay.
So the shingles, but that's as far as we got, and we are still happily or unhappily stuck in the Quoker quadrant.
Is part of this birthday symbolized by Chad and Kate being in our physical presence?
Yeah, we like that. It's all good.
Will Ion tell us anything about what they were up to in the past few weeks?
Busy. You have a lot of resets got to go on. You're in the process of reset. You got to reset. You're resetting. Now you're coming up with questions. You took this for granted, and now you got to come up with questions. Now all of a sudden, there's 10,278 questions now that we're available. But when we were available, there was no then there's every kind of question. It's like, oh my gosh, we've got to have these questions. Then all of a sudden it goes away, and then you're like, oh, okay. Then it's like, yeah. So it's always a waxing and a waning, always.
Ion, when we were at the restaurant last night, who were those fucking weird waiters? Were they angels, intergalactic travelers? Who were those guys?
Well, would you say the cross between an observer, a watcher, and a lunatic? Maybe that would be
it. They look like that. Yeah.
Well,
what was the name of the place, restaurant, Carolyn? K-O?
Correct.
Waiters at Cole Restaurant. That's a good one. Yeah, they
so
looked
he said
odd. They knew, they had a knowing, they were a little off. They definitely weren't waiters. They were faking being waiters.
That's right. They looked like they were faking it. Definitely looked like actors, yeah.
Yeah.
And they made so many mistakes in everything they did. It was quite interesting. It's like they sent over their top waiters to us, but they were really their top enforcers.
What did they need to observe? They were trying to study our interaction with number one? Is that what was going on?
It's like your world. They were making mistakes that people wouldn't make if they were in the whole world. It's like salt, and they hand you an ice bucket. You ask for pepper, and they hand you ice cream. They didn't even know what to get when they were replacing the rightness of the wrong.
Mm-hmm. What's he saying, Carolyn?
They made huge mistakes. Like, you know, they messed up my dish, and then they forgot your extra appetizer. And they, there were mistakes.
And then they would come. Yeah, and then they would come and kind of mumble, like they were interacting in this way. Yeah, did you notice the mumbling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't understand a word they said most of the time.
So what was their agenda? What were they looking at? They needed to know what we were up to, Ion?
How you responded. You want to know how you
to
responded.
To them?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly the way the Evergreen said UFOs, the foreign-bodied UFOs, when they interact with humans, they were testing. It's like, you know, you meet a snake on the road, you might prod it with a stick to see how it reacts. That's what they're doing. It's so strange, the two species meeting, they're acting the way you're describing. They're just checking how you respond to them, right? To get a sense of how to know us.
You're repose, because you hooked back with number one, which is unnerving.
What about number one? What did you say, Carol?
It's unnerving that you're reconnected with one.
Oh, okay.
Because
so the
that we respond to him as number one, and so he would be necessary, not more in the kingdom, but he certainly knows where the keys are.
Did they find me quite irritable?
Not irritable, irritating.
Yeah, irritating. Is that Ion laughing, Carol?
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean as the bowel syndrome, Bob?
Bowel or
irritating.
Bowel?
Irritating.
Irritable bowel.
Oh, irritable bowel, right, yeah.
IBS.
What did he say, Carol?
IBS, you know, irritable bowel
IBS,
syndrome.
Oh, yeah, IBS, yeah, yeah.
I wrote a book on it, you should know.
What do they think of Carolyn?
Well, she was pleasant because she's nice to everybody.
Yeah, Carol's always pleasant to everybody.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, Ion. Ion, the IBM people that were here in Maui, and one of them got bit by a shark. Is that because they announced their quantum computing right after you and Bob put out your recording?
No, but theirs is just a version. They're trying to lay it out as something, but it's not why they got bit. It's they stuck themselves down the throat hole of a shark. That's how that works. But it basically tells them. We like it when the world tells people things, because otherwise there's things that you're having that they won't accept because they don't know that it is. We talked about the worlds, but until they found those worlds, no one was listening. Now all of a sudden, they're, oh, my God, they told us about the worlds years ago. They told us about the worlds, and now they found them, so they must have been there all along. So this is what IBM does.
Does their quantum computer actually work? Is it real?
Computer says no.
Carolyn, what did they do? They found something?
It sounds like Ion saying they're trying to shove what they have down somebody's throat hole, but it ends up being a shark.
The shark wasn't interesting in IBM being their dinner. IBM shoved their person's leg down the throat hole of a shark, and he got bit.
Did non-physical give them bad weather all week long because they deserved it?
Well, of course.
Radioactivity. The elements that are radioactive have unstable nuclei which fall apart. That changes the atomic number and the atom transforms into a different element.
Apart. They don't fall apart. They change by half.
Mm-hmm.
They degrade by half. Well, if you degrade by half, there's never a place where it's never. But it can degrade by half. Now, the half can become super duper 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 small, but there's still always the half.
You're saying something earlier about changing the half-life, so changing the acceleration.
Well, not acceleration, because that has nothing to do with half-life. This is not a timed element. People gauge half-life by their time, but that has nothing to do with it.
Nice.
Half part, you see, that's what's changing. If you do it without time, now it's a different conversation.
Is frequency causing the half-life?
Not frequency, amplitude.
Amplitude?
Is it decreasing amplitude that causes half-life or increasing amplitude?
We were just going to say number one can tell you everything you want to know about that. So, hell no, you ain't getting it like that, big un.
Who asked about IBM? You, Carolyn?
No, Chad.
Typically, I don't hear, though, about scientists changing half-lives. They normally just observe them, Ion.
Well, that's the point. They never talk about extra 13,000 worlds either until we started talking about it.
Okay, so this is something that's to come.
What's the difference between a half-life and a double-life?
Oh, double-life is an entendre. Half-life is the degree of degrading by half. It's like when you say you're too clever by half, that isn't clever at all. That's
right, Ion, tell
clever.
Us more.
That's not double clever.
Tell us more about determining a half-life without time. That makes
sense. It's by the gradient degree of radiation that it withers. The degree can become a count, not a countdown. It can have, like your osmium. Carolyn's got looky boxes full of notes because we've done it to death, and it seems nonsensical at the time. But as we proceed through the whole rhythm of the application, he goes back now and looks and says, oh my gosh, we got this all right here. We were waiting on this, and we got this 199 years ago, and it's right here. I mean, all the way back into the ridiculous tale of tea, there's still stuff. So that's way back there. Then you start finding all the way up to burning in the belly when you start taking on carbon and taking on some of the different activities within the radio world. You start noting the degrees of, we'd say, compression. Chad, what if we called it compression? What if the word
squelch?
Compression?
Compression, Chad.
Not
like a squelch?
Not convergence, compression.
Compression.
That might be another way to describe it.
Saying a squelch is a conversion?
No, that's white noise.
Compression.
It's the compression of white noise.
So, Ion, the compression then, we require the compression so that we can fit all those extra carbons into the different new substances that are being created in the new environment.
In the Cheerio Heart program.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the impression that you've been away for a month because I've been so stupidly busy trying to finish up Magnesium Miracle edit. I haven't had a minute to do my proper Ion homework. And I'm almost done, and you're back, and I'm so thankful.
And it's good because we want it to be good for you. Because if it's not good for you, it's like, what's the point? I mean, otherwise it's just another day. But if it's fun, that's fine. That's a good day.
On the white noise point, white noise is all frequencies, right?
Sometimes, but more times than not, but not always. So if you asked us empirically, we would have to say no, because it doesn't have to be all frequencies always. And so with us, it has to be every single time without fail or exception, or it's never.
But sure. So with us,
be inclusive of most of them. How about that?
So is it then all of a frequency range that we can hear, like all of that is filled, but there's also stuff that we're not hearing? Is that what you're saying could change and it would still be white noise?
If a bear shits in the woods, does it still stink if you're not there to smell it?
Good point.
Since the octet rule no longer applies, does that make all elements radioactive?
We would say yes. But you'd have to check with Little Boozy to be sure.
Who?
The work and our madness and majesty of Little Boozy.
He's a rapper.
He's a rip rapper. Yeah, see, Bob knows that.
He's a rap. He's a rap.
Or at least Young Jeezy, if you can't find Little Boozy.
So I came across a cool thing the other day that the Greek word for amber is electron.
Yes.
And it made me think of the amber, which has so many applying, you know, it applies in so many ways. Chad, that was something that made me think of what you're doing too.
Find that in imperial topaz also. Imperial topaz.
And
so I had most of the quantum computers are working with photons, and in the recording with Bob, it sounded like you were hinting that they should be using gravitons. Is that correct?
They will. That or watermelon tourmaline.
Is there a connection between carbon and the gravitons? Is there something that carbon does better?
There are.
Is it easier for the gravitons to affect carbon?
No, it doesn't affect them. They don't comply. So because they don't comply, they're the perfect receptacle. That maybe not be the best word, but you'll understand it as a word. If we say receptacle, we say where you plug it into, plug and play, or where it connects, or where the trebler applies. Where the trebler applies should apply.
Especially okay. And does it...
watermelon tourmaline.
Do the gravitons like to collect and hang out inside nitrogen pockets and diamonds?
Not just specifically there, most places. But see, you humans, you think something in order for it to be important or massive or valuable, it has to be huge. It can be tiny, 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 the size of a fingernail. It can be more than you'll ever contain. Whole galaxies can fit in those small pocket positions. Have you never seen moon glass?
Amber, you see, is living. It's all about living things
and
and the carbon will encapsulate things and make them, you know, kind of stable and happier to do what we're trying to make them do.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Pretty yummy.
Pony.
Hey, what's happening in the Trump world, Ion? They got recordings from 20 years ago, him calling media and claiming to be Trump's spokesman, John Barron. What's that? Those are fake tapes? What's happening there with Trump?
It's ridiculous, nothing. He loves the conduit only wants the juice. He doesn't care. He'll make up bad press about himself to be in the news. We have calculated it precisely. He has now officially received 1,397,214,011.16 worth of free airtime or private airtime, and most of it on the Clinton News Network. So he's brilliant. And now he's going to let y'all give money now, but not for himself. He has plenty of money, but you've got to, Reese has to have some money checks in order for the GOP to be grand anymore.
What was that, Carol? To be grand, they have to do what?
Get money.
He's going to allow people to donate to his campaign, but it sounds like he's going to give it to the party, not to his campaign.
He doesn't want it. He's going to give it to the Republicans.
Reese
has to have some money checks.
So is Hillary worried? Or she hopes she doesn't win.
She's worried about Bernie Sanders. She hasn't been sick since New York, so. The super delegates aren't so super if they start voting against her.
I remember you saying she didn't want to be president.
I told you it was going to be a Rule 40, and it would be a contested convention. We just didn't say it was going to be the Democrats.
Right, you did bring up the Rule 40. We thought you meant the Republican. It's going to be at the Democrat.
No, we didn't say it's the Democrat.
Gosh.
That's where it's fun. They were all trying to hoodoo Trump, but guess what? The conjure worked the other way, didn't it?
Sanders is the dark horse, Ion.
You said that Hillary didn't want to win in 2008. Does she not want to win this time?
Well, time will tell. It's a very cross thing. But now, if you really want to have a perfect world, Donald Trump has two clear paths to the presidency. Name Bill Clinton as his vice president. That would do it. And if that doesn't work out, get a good true socialist and adopt Bernie Sanders as VP, and it's a clear sailing all the way to the House. And they're all done in one swoop. Nobody would ever know the difference or better, eh? We're sorry about the European Union. Sorry about all that. That little pleasant. Sorry.
Ian, what have I accomplished the past 2 weeks?
What have you accomplished?
Yeah.
Well, Bob, we can't. We get in trouble when we tell tales on you.
Okay. Well, no, this is the real Ion. That was a test. That was a test.
Karen gets terse and screaming and say, you go to Ion into saying it, and then we said it, and then we out you, and then we tell you under penalty of death, don't say nothing, and then we tell it, and then we blame you for telling it because you brought it up. And then it's in the recording, you go back 7 years later, and you look, and you look, exactly how it goes, and Karen says, see, I told you so. And then she never speaks to you again for just a minute, and then something else has happened. And then you don't make the damn bed, and then it's all downhill from there.
Are negotiations going well, Ion?
For whom?
For you and Bob.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Of course.
But we have to ask, because in order to negotiate, you have to have two sides.
Oh, okay. Who said hello?
Megan.
Are you in Nova Scotia?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Am I really claircognizant, or are the voices, feelings, and thoughts in my head made up?
Translate, Bob. It didn't come.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Do it again, Megan.
Am I really claircognizant, or are the voices, thoughts, and feelings in my head that I believe to be spiritual or non-physical entities made up?
The only way you can find out is to take a 9mm and blow your brains out. Then you'll know for sure.
I guess so, right.
Okay, because the ethers don't like 9mm, and they don't like lead in Flint, Michigan. So if you want to blow your brains out, you get soft. But if you don't want to do that, that's understandable. You can parse them out of the way. But that's a sure way to do it. But basically what you could do is separate the spirit side of it by the esoteric. Lose everything except for the in this plane normal, and then everything else will fleet, will be fleeting, and will go away.
I'm sorry.
Okay, just a second. Next, hey, Corbin, I unmuted you. You got a question for Ion, Corbin?
General Willie, how are you doing today, sir?
We're just as happy as a pig in shit.
What do you say?
It's hard to hear.
I said, General Lulu, he said, happy as a pig in shit. Now, you're going to stick by your guns and say Trump is the guy that's going to be our next president.
Well, we say yes, but Nostradamus says no, so we'll just have to leave it to
him. Hold on the other person's back.
Where's Nostradamus say no? Explain that, please. I don't understand.
He will be the last sitting president of the United States.
Who will be the last president?
Obama.
What does Archimedes say?
Just trying to bring him on this city.
Oh, he's in the house. Montezuma's revenge.
Who were you talking about?
Archimedes?
Archimedes, the Eureka dude.
Hey, Corbin, ask about Jerry Fialka. Ask what's up with Jerry Fialka. What's his resistance from?
General Wulu, what's Jerry Fialka's aversion to you? Why do you intimidate or scare him?
Because he is suffering from an incredible degree of constipation.
Constipation was on my mind earlier because Bob, I thought last night, was a little bit constipated.
No, he was just full of shit.
We know that. Okay, we gotcha. Now, how does JW's family feel about General Wupu taking over JW? Like, how do you guys coordinate that?
Happily.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
But you might better ask him rather than us, because we're going to be biased in our answer, won't we?
Do you ever feel a state of non-bliss? I mean, or does, is if a quick non-bliss happens, is that growth or is that not understanding something?
Well, you don't do that because you always bump your head when you climb up under something and stand up.
If you bump your head trying to stand up, basically you're going to learn a lesson. Isn't that an insult?
And if you blow your brains out, wouldn't that do the same thing? Wouldn't that teach you a lesson?
I've actually thought about the blowing the brains out thing, that is good. You would love to hear about that. Matter of fact, I was thinking about doing it live on YouTube just for a really spectacular outro.
Do it on eBay. When all the world bids to see for you to pull the trigger, when the money gets right, then do it, and then let them pay. It'll be great. That'd be good. It'd be fun to have a live auction. It'd be great.
Yeah, I do think that would be really spectacular. Too bad we couldn't have done it on Johnny Carson's show, but he's retired and passed on, and I don't see the new network.
Jack Parr per capita was more successful.
If you were to pick a late night TV host, which one would you somewhat recognize or listen to?
Tony Orlando and Don.
Yes. Now tie a yellow ribbon around an old oak tree. What's the metaphysical, like, other than the Vietnam veterans, and that was the symbolic thing, but is there a deeper meaning there, or is it just that it?
There's more.
Okay. Can you articulate a little bit more, please?
Possibly.
I'm sorry, General Lulu, I didn't get that. All right,
Corbin,
Bill Clinton,
I am
sorry,
gone.
Ben and...
Sorry, I am gone. He has dropped
He'll
out,
be
Corbin.
Back.